The Department of Corrections is asking for an additional $24 million over 2 years to implement the sex offender tracking system.
Well, the Department of Corrections figures are wrong. The program is actually going to cost between $1.2 million and $2.5 million for the first 2 years.
Representative Scott Souter, who authored the GPS bill, he says the DOC is just trying to pad its budget to get more people. But Corrections spokesman John Dipko says it still takes people to effectively monitor the technology 24/7.
The bottom line is that in order to make the technology work, you need to work most effectively. You need people to follow up, whether it's agents or us directly contacting law enforcement.
Dean Calfort, co-chairman of the Joint Finance Committee, says the copy of the Fiscal Bureau report he saw is in line with the DOC's request. But Souter says 34 other states have similar programs operated for less, and he thinks Wisconsin can do the same.
Those states have far more offenders than we do and pay far less than the cost estimates the Department of Corrections has in their budget.
The DOC's DIPCO says the cost of GPS tracking may eventually go down as technology changes and more states get involved.
GPS technology is an area where the technology, where the industry is changing, and as more states take advantage of this, we do hope to see more competition.
All this will be hammered out during next year's budget debate. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.